He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Then came the disciples unto him, and said unto him, Why speak thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but unto them it is not given. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have more. But from him that hath not, even that which he hath shall be taken away. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. Every time there is an urgent special message, Jesus adds these words, He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Someone once said to me, God has given us two ears and one mouth, so that we pay attention to what is more urgent, speaking or listening. Listening is very, very important. Not only hearing, but determining, meditating, discerning what our ears are receiving, understanding it well, and then giving ourselves to obedience to put it into practice. Every advice that God gives us is necessary for daily life. You want to know what's coming? We need to listen to God's advice. But if we ignore it because we consider that our arguments are much better and we trust in that we know how to do everything, we will be making a really bad mistake of being imprudent or being foolish, and knowing that later the consequences will come. That's why Jesus, after speaking a parable to them, closed the people by telling them, He who has ears to hear, let him hear. In other words, it could be, listen well and pay attention, because this can save your life. And this is so important, because in Matthew chapter 13, then in verse 12, it says something very important. Because to everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have more. But from him that hath not, even that which he hath shall be taken away. You know what the Lord Jesus gives us to understand with this word. He says, to him that hath shall be given, he shall have more. He says, to him that hath shall be given, he shall have more. In other words, be careful with what you hear and treasure in your heart. Because if there are good counsels that you put into practice, if you have, that will increase your knowledge, and it will increase more, that you will be prosperous in all things. But if you omit the advice, if you only hear but do not listen, and you omit the advice, then he says, but from him that hath not, even what he has will be taken away from him. I put it to you in this simple example. How many good things have you heard at home? Things that are morally good. Habits that you have received at home. Teachings that your parents have left you. Like, for example, son, remember that doing this is not right, but doing this is right. But it turns out that you leave home, and that every day you go to school or to college, or you go to see those that you consider your amazing friends, and every day their words are foolish, and you hear everything contrary to what you received at home. The time will come when you end up doing what many times your parents told you that was not right. And why? Because the little you had by the foolishness of your heart and paid more attention to the wrong advice. the word is fulfilled. And he who has not, even what he has, will be taken away. The little you had of fear of wisdom imparted by your parents will be taken away, because the new information that you're receiving is stored in your mind. You are bringing it into your heart, and we are the result of what is in our heart. That's why Jesus says about the importance of knowing how to listen. I'm not taking this verse out of context. It is in context, and it refers to the importance of what our eyes receive. Jesus is talking about the parable of the sower. The sower went out to sow, and he threw the seed. And part of the seed fell on different types of soil. The seed is the word of God. The soil is our heart. And we receive that seed according to what we hear. You see the importance of knowing how to listen? Knowing how to receive the advice. But listen well. Listen very well. Because it is a great consequence. You will have great consequences if you know how to receive the advice and do it well. But just know that there's things that will also happen if we do not know how to receive the advice. Sometimes we have a false humility. I call it like that. Because we tend to lower our head and to listen, and to lend our ear to receive the exhortation, the scolding, or the advice that is being given to us. We move our head up and down, saying, I agree, but once we get out of there, once we get out of here, we will be doing whatever we want. Excuse the expression, but that's the way it is. We have our own arguments and a certain type of pride that makes us think that we will always be right. And we get to thinking that nobody's going to teach me how to live my life. Nobody's going to teach me how to raise my children. And nobody is going to teach me how to restore my home. And each time we fail again and again and again, my beloved friends. So, refusing to receive advice, refusing to listen to warnings, will bring about blunders. We can learn this from history, because history offers countless examples of people who failed because they refused to listen to warnings. I believe that when we get old, some people will say, if only I had listened to dad or mom, if I had listened to someone, what they had told me back then, I wouldn't be paying these consequences, right? Well, unfortunately, you cannot turn back time. To go back to that moment and follow that advice is complicated. So history tells us of people who failed because they refused to listen to the warnings. Are you refusing to listen? Remember what the word says. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Pay attention how we were taught as children in school in English. Pay attention to every word that God gives you daily. Just before the outbreak of the Second World War, the British Prime Minister, Neville Chamberlain, did not listen to the warnings from various parties regarding the threat posed by Adolf Hitler. Instead, the British Prime Minister, Chamberlain, established a policy of appeasement. An announcement that He gave with much assurance. Calm down. Peace in our time. Nothing is going to happen. However, he died a year later by the Nazi invasion, which was in Poland. So you see, the Bible also mentions another two leaders described in the book of Jeremiah. King Jehoiakim of Judah and Gedaliah, governor of Judah. They also refused to listen to the direct warnings, and it cost them dearly. For example, King Jehoiakim received a scroll containing the prophecies of destruction that Jeremiah had spoken. But instead of listening to them, the king burned the scroll and had Jeremiah arrested, resulting in divine judgment on him and his family. Another was Gedaliah, governor of Judah. He refused to listen to the warnings that he was going to be assassinated. He learned of the plot, who was involved, and what could be done to stop it. But instead of listening to the advice offered to him, he chose to ignore the threat. And soon, an assassin took his life. My beloved friends, God always places signs along the way. He sends us people to speak to us. And above all, He has given us His Word and His Holy Spirit so that we can stay on the right path. We need to carefully consider the words of God. We need to carefully put those in a very special place in our hearts, what is written in the Bible, and those that the Lord places by our side to give us counsel of love, edification and encouragement, to ignore the counsel, to refuse to listen to the warnings can be a false and wrong step. So it is also important to understand the sources from which we receive the information. The Bible says, by their fruits you will know them. Because some might say, Pastor, but then all advice is good. Well, let me make a stop here and clarify a few things. So first of all, not all advice is good. Second, not all people are the right people to give you the right advice you need in the situation you are in. Sometimes we're going to find wounded people who, like us, are wounded and are going to give us the wrong advice. So we need to discern which are the right people, and not because they are my friends or because they treat me well. Every piece of advice that comes from their lips is going to be the right one. That's why there are three very safe sources. The first one is when God speaks to you. The second one is the Word of God. And the third one, people of faith that with their good fruits, they show them and they show that they are spiritually mature and that God is in them. And that in that the way they speak with security, they speak with confidence and with authority because they are living it. So to whom are you listening? Think about it. And second, that you are refusing to listen. Be careful. Today more than ever, we need to have our ears wide open. So I repeat again what Jesus said. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Father, thank you for your word, for what you teach us daily. Thank you, Lord, because today you remind us how necessary it is to learn to listen. I ask in the name of Jesus that our ears may be wide open that you give us that understanding of discernment to know how to listen, Lord, in the right way. That what we hear and allow to enter our hearts, may they be your words, words of wisdom that help us to walk in the right way today, in the day to day. In the name of Jesus, we ask and we thank you. Amen. Today, your pastor and friend Elias Hoyos spoke to you. I want to extend the invitation for you to visit us on our YouTube channel. There, you will find us as Devotionals Just in Time. There is a daily devotional for your life, plus other transmissions that we do, which are of edification for you and for your family. I invite you to subscribe to the channel and that you click on the little bell. I also invite you, if you have social networks, to follow me in TikTok, Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. You will find me as Pastor Elias HC. May God continue to bless you. A big hug and blessings to you all.